So now, Sweb TV, episode 3 or whatever of their shutting down, now they are being denied a bank account. So their bank account was shut down. They've tried to get new bank accounts, and they're not allowed to have bank accounts in the land of the free, which is Sweden. And now this guy, Mikael Vilgert, is saying, we need alternative payment processors or services. Oh my God.
Good. Good that they come after them, right?
Yes, perfect. It is.
You need everyone saying that, the same message.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me personally to not feel Schadenfreude. I'm saying the organization doesn't feel Schadenfreude. I do, because I really detest this person. This person, Mikael Vilgert, he was invited, among other speakers, in 2019 to talk on the streets of Stockholm. There was a manifestation against this treaty of migration bullshit that they were doing back then, this UN thing where they're going to let Africans wander into Europe infinitely. And there was a big pushback in the alternative, and a lot of people wanted to come to this manifestation and speak about their perspective about mass immigration and how repression from the system, all kinds of different topics. And because we were present at this manifestation, Per Sjögren was going to talk at this manifestation, Mikael Vilgert didn't want to go. And it was explicit. If the Nordic Resistance Movement is there, I don't want to be there. So here we are, 2 years, 2.5 years later, and now they don't have any bank accounts. Now they are saying that we need alternative payment services. This is in our political program. The banking system is addressed in our political program, which is over 4 years old. And we've been saying this since forever, since the foundation of the movement. And I don't know. I have absolutely no sympathy for this person. I think the way that he has behaved is absolutely disgusting. Going on, and the main thing about it is he, as a person, and many like him in this alternative media sphere, they go on the mainstream narrative, the anti-white mainstream narrative about our organization. And that's why they want to distance themselves from us, because they think that that benefits them, you know? But
they want to keep doing that I'm not a Nazi thing, right? Thinking that that's the ticket.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't. Now you're fucked. And I'm having a party. I'm sorry.